Welcome back to Eye on Digital Marketing, More Visibility's podcast for digital marketing insights, updates, and news. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, at More Visibility, one word, or if you're interested in signing up for our newsletter, morevisibility.com, go to our resources tab and you can find it there. My, how things have changed since the last time we were together. We talk about on many episodes how the digital landscape changes so fast. And now we are talking about how the global landscape has changed so fast. If you are listening to this podcast, likely in some way, your life has been affected by the recent outbreak of the coronavirus, especially depending on your industry. You could be hurting financially, wondering what's next for your business, or your job could have gotten a lot harder. And during these times, it's a little uneasy because things are uncertain. And I think uncertainty is a buzzword that, rightfully so, is being thrown around right now. What's the next step for your business? What do I do with my marketing strategy, my marketing team? Should I launch that campaign? Should I pause my ads? These are the things people are asking right now within our industry. And today's podcast is going to take us to a webinar that was previously recorded featuring Danielle Leach, our Chief Operating Officer here at More Visibility, joined by Peter Shankman, futurist and marketing leader. And together, they're going to talk on this webinar called Marketing in Uncertain Times, Gain Clarity and Be Resilient. You're going to hear from people asking them live questions on the webinar and a combined knowledge of two executive leaders who have been through many situations like this, many crises, if you will, and in the digital space for a long time. So very valuable information.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Danielle Leach. I'm the Chief Operating Officer here at More Visibility. I've been with the agency for 16 years and within the digital space for a number of years prior to that. And I myself have also seen a lot of businesses go through some trying times and some uncertain circumstances for their business, either where they weren't sure exactly how to proceed next, or where they needed to pivot quickly and agilely in terms of adjusting their business offerings and services. And so, as I mentioned, we're really doing this more as a public service announcement for marketers and for businesses, understanding that many of you out there are in this position today. The news is changing and the directives by our state and our local governments are pivoting and changing on the fly. And we understand that that's not only stressful for you personally, but obviously in business also. So we want to try to help you today, and I'm joined by, I really appreciate him joining us today, by our guest, Peter Shankman, and I'll turn it over to you, Peter, just to give a little bit of background on yourself to the folks joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Danielle. I've done a lot of things. What I think matters most of all today is that I tend to think differently, and I've been sort of working in different scenarios and different situations for about 22 years. What I do doesn't really matter. In times like this, it's not really about promoting myself. It's really about what I can do to help. And the thing that I, feel more and more, especially today, as I live right in the middle of New York City. I'm two blocks west of Times Square, here with my daughter, who's just been told she has the next month off of school. It is twofold. The first feeling that I have is that it has definitely shades of 9/11. I'm feeling like I felt when I was living in Manhattan when the towers were hit. And when the towers were hit, I was third for takeoff on the runway at Newark on a United flight heading to the West Coast. So, I've been through that. And I know we got through that. I know we're going to get through this, even though it feels pretty damn creepy right now. And the second thing I've noticed after spending the first 4 hours of the first day of the month with my daughter, working with her on spelling and math problems and trying to work as well, is that we probably don't pay teachers anywhere near enough as much as we should. So let's go from there.
I will second that, as I'm sure all the educators in my family would agree with you. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I echo a lot of your sentiments, and this is kind of, for now, the world that we are living in, and we need to all adapt personally and professionally. And so I do appreciate your time today. And I know everybody, joining us has a lot of different questions. We happen to be joined today, just in looking at all of the attendees here, for everyone's benefit, yours too, Peter. We're joined today by global international companies, by very hyper local storefronts who market in a very targeted regional fashion. We're joined today by US companies, and they fall within a lot of different businesses. So we see some of you are joining us from educational institutions, and we know, to Peter's point, not only the K through 12 world has changed, but certainly post-secondary education has changed as well. I have a daughter also, Peter, and clearly she's been sent home from campus and now doing online virtual school too. We're joined by retailers, we're joined by e-commerce companies, we're joined by business service and solution providers, we're joined by hospitality and tourism organizations who clearly are feeling the impacts in a very, very broad manner right now. We're joined by financial institutions, event-based companies who have had to most certainly be fluid and agile and pivot real quickly with what they're doing and how they're doing it. And then we're joined by a number of hospitals and healthcare facilities, both in the US and Canada as well. And so all of these organizations are feeling the impacts one way or another. I'm currently joining you from South Florida. I am in Palm Beach County, which borderlines to Broward County, and we are becoming the ground zero in the state of Florida. So I totally hear you and understand you, and things are changing here pretty much hour to hour, no longer day to day. So maybe one of the first things that I'll flip over to you, Peter, for your input is, you know, we talked about wanting to do this conversation based upon knowing that not only is it uncertain times, but there needs to be a decorum and a level of sensitivity in terms of how we continue to market and message products and services. There are things right now that people still absolutely need, and there are businesses that continue to operate with staff, fortunately, that are able to continue to keep things running. But how do you recommend, and what would be some tips and insights you could provide for the folks joining us today for marketing with sensitivity during times like this?
Well, the first thing you need to understand is it's not about you. All right. It's never been about you. It's not about your company. It's not about your CEO. It's not about your VPs. It's not about your employees. It's about the customers. And if you are not doing everything for your marketing, whether it's today in the middle of a pandemic or whether it's during a terrorist attack or whatever, even if it's a normal regular Tuesday, you need to market through the eyes of the customers and the eyes of the clients. And what that means is understanding what they want and giving them what they want. You need to stop thinking about selling to them as much as you do need to think about how can you give them the information they're looking for? How can you be top of mind? What can you offer them? Last week, when I knew that everyone was going to be working from home, or a lot of people were going to be working from home, I've been doing that in some capacity or another for 22 years. And so I immediately put together a webinar and I sent a note to my like 100 and something thousand people in my mailing list. And I said, look, I'm doing this webinar and I'm doing it for free. And I'm doing it because after 22 years, I've learned a lot about how to work from home. And if any of this stuff is useful to you, great, I've done a good deed. And by the way, I'm running an Ironman in October, assuming it still happens, for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. If you want to donate, you know, you can go to shankman.com/Ironman, but that's not why I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this because I have information that can benefit you. I'm not selling you anything. I'm not trying to make money from it. And that's the biggest thing that you need to understand, is that you need to understand how your audience likes to get their information, what information they want, and give it to them the way they do. More than anything, you're going to become a trusted source. Right? It's not about receiving emails that start off with, here's what I need from you. Or here's what you should do. Here's what you should buy. It's that an email that starts off with, hey, this information might be valuable to you. We're not trying to sell you anything or pitch you anything. We understand, especially today, that it's a little weird out there. And so here's some info that might help you. Right? And ask yourself, would you want to get the email that your company's sending out? 99% of the time, you're going to say, no, you wouldn't want to. Right? So think about a little less marketing, a little more being human.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I just read something this morning and it really resonated to me, especially as we were preparing to hop on the chat here. How you treat people in times like this is what will be remembered. And so I think to echo, you know, the sentiments that you just made, support first, communicate second, assist, and lead with the assist is really, really important. That being said, once we do communicate, hopefully we'll be starting to put everyone's minds at ease as marketers. And that communication starts with, first and foremost, your staff, then your customers, and your partners and your vendors too, because there's a lot of people right now who are feeling uncertain. And so I always feel communication helps to kind of at least quell that uncertainty. And we all know that with a lot of time on our hands and that often right now people are inside, indoors, in their homes and not going out very much. And that we're trying to really squash a lot of that. So moving into the fact that we still have marketing messages out there, and there are businesses that aren't as impacted as others, particularly on the B2B side of things. And there are solutions and services that are now available that businesses perhaps didn't need before. And a lot of that is given, you know, the virtual and the remote working. So how do you suggest marketers get their message out there and cutting through what is right now a lot of distraction and noise? But how would you recommend, especially for technology providers on the B2B side, which even could help on the education side as well, and with the event-based companies, how do you recommend that they try to break through some of this noise since there's a ton of media coming at us fast and furiously?
Again, it comes down to what help can you offer them? I work with several tech companies, one of whom has gone to every single client they have and said, hey, FYI, we're going to do a free security audit for you. They do security and tech. We're going to do a free security audit for you. We're not selling you anything. We don't need you to buy anything extra. We just want to do it because we know that right now you have enough on your mind, but you've just, in some cases, sent 20,000 employees to work from home. And we want to make sure that you're as protected as when they're all working in the office. So we're deploying all our resources to give you a free tech audit, a free security audit to make sure that you guys are safe. Shoot us a note if it's something you want us to do, or if it's something you don't want us to do, absolutely no charge. We're doing it because you're our clients. That's the right thing to do, right? What company, what client, number one, is not going to take them up on that, and number two, isn't going to be thrilled for the assistance. And remember that when things calm down and they do have something to purchase. Again, you know, your job isn't to constantly look for new clients or new ways to sell. Your job is to do amazing things so that the customers you have become better customers and additionally bring you the customers you want. So ask yourself, what can you do in a situation like this to help your clients, not necessarily to sell to them? Selling will come, right? But I got to tell you, I had one email today from a company trying to pitch me on a remote work situation. Well, number one, I work for myself. I don't have employees that need a remote work situation. But number two, do your goddamn homework. Right? How could this possibly seem okay to you? You know, I remember after 9/11, a major packaged goods company, a soup company, I won't mention which one, about a week after 9/11 said, you know, what the world needs now in these uncertain times is the warm comfort of soup. Are you kidding me? Right? Yeah. You know, it's like what the Supreme Court said about pornography. You can't describe it, but you know it when you see it, right? I can't describe what crappy marketing looks like, but I definitely know it when I see it. Be a little bit better than that. Here's the thing. You don't have to be awesome. I don't need you to be amazing to your audience. I don't need you to walk on fire and do incredible things. What I need you to do is be slightly better than where the bar is. And let's face it, the bar is pretty crappy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, right now, a lot of what's also being impacted is for those who have storefronts, there's a lot of changes right now in terms of some, you know, government and local decisions being made with regards to closures or closing, or there's the pivot in terms of services being adjusted and no longer can you come in, but we're offering, you know, gym classes virtually, or we're offering pickup service. People still need to eat. There's, yeah, you know, there's some things that still have to happen. So one of the questions that's come in is really just any ideas you can think about relative to keeping people updated, especially because things are changing pretty rapidly. And so what forum of messaging, what channel would you recommend that people help to keep their audience, their customers, their local community aware of what's happening with their business.
Well, funnily enough, I wouldn't recommend a channel for an audience because, or for a specific company, because that company has to understand their clients. And if that company understands their clients and understands what their clients want because they've spent the time asking their clients what they want, then and giving them information the way their clients want it, their clients, I mean, there's a study that came out that if you ask your audience how they like to get their information and give it to them the way they want, whether it's email, text, mobile, whatever, they're 1.7 times more likely to purchase from you. Okay, so think about it this way. Think about all those emails we get that say, we want to know about your experience, your recent experience with shopping with us. Tell us what you think. And the email comes from, you know, do not reply or we'll kill your children at companyname.com. And then it's a survey that you have to fill out. You get absolutely zero response ever, no matter what you say. Well, that's pretty pointless, right? Reach out to your audience. Ask them how they like to get their information. If you have a small audience, hey, guys, during this time, we know things might shift for you. Are you still cool with getting info via text or would you prefer email? Should we call you? Ask your audience. If you give them information the way they want to get it, not only will you learn how to give it to them, but they'll be 1.7 times more likely to buy. And so then, and they'll be 2.2 times more likely to read the information you're giving them if you give it to them the way they want it. So again, use that knowledge that you've gained from your audience to give them the information the way they want it. And again, make it about them. You know, if you're a storefront, hey, our restaurant is no longer allowed to have people inside, but we are working for, you know, allowing for pickup and delivery. And for every meal that you pick up, we are going to for every lunch you pick up, we're going to donate a lunch to the programs in our town that are helping kids who are sent home, who can't be at school, who have to have school lunch to get food, right? Whatever it is, right? But again, focus, especially if it's neighborhood, focus on improving the neighborhood, improving people's lives. You should always do that. But in situations like this, it could be doubly or triply so.
Yeah, love that idea, by the way. I think that's a great idea and something top of mind for a lot of us, especially parents who understand the needs for when the schools are closed and what happens to those, you know, who don't have. So love that idea. One thing that you mentioned before, you know, in the example with the soup company, my guess is if it was a large global company, they probably have an agency who is running things on their behalf. And clearly More Visibility is an agency and something that we were hypersensitive to once the news started coming out. And this really became, you know, a situation of having to be more sensitive than the norm is auditing everything that had been pre-scheduled in terms of, you know, content distribution or marketing campaigns that were scheduled to run. So one of the recommendations that I can certainly give personally to everybody on the line is just do an inventory of what you have out there right now and make sure that it makes sense. And if it doesn't make sense, either A, kill it, pause it, or B, maybe adapt it to then be a little bit more mindful or sensitive to the situation at hand.
I'm going to make it a little easier than that, if you don't mind, Danielle. No company in the history of time has ever gone bankrupt for shutting the hell up for 24 hours, right? So we are in a news cycle right now that is so ridiculously fluid. You know, yesterday at 7 p.m., my daughter had school today. 8 a.m. this morning, she did not, right? At 8:30 this morning, my gym was still open. At 12 o'clock, it was not. So, you know, at 8 o'clock this morning, we didn't have curfews. Now all of New York State does. So it's not about so much making sure your message works, because right now that the what's going on in the world is changing literally, you know, every 10 minutes. Right. So instead of trying to keep up with that, just hit pause. Yeah. And instead of having your social media be automated, send out a note, send an email. Guys, we're as concerned as you are. Here's what we're doing in our company. Here's how we can help you. Forget about social media. Social media will be there. Again, no one's ever gone bankrupt by shutting the hell up for 24 hours during a breaking news event.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. Is there anything that you've seen that's been done really well right now, just in terms of the points that you're making of trying to get across to customers, to the community, that a company is there, they're there to help? Is there anybody, you know, that you want to call out that's been doing a good job at it?
I've seen several companies in Seattle, where one of the main hotspots was, that have figured out how to, that have reached out to sort of their audience and say, hey, look, we know that tons of kids are not having school, so we want to make sure that we're being fed. We're launching a food bank. We're launching this. We're launching that. Other companies in New York have done similar things. You know, other companies are making sure that they can help any way they can. There's a company that focuses primarily on parents. They're saying, hey, look, we're putting together a giant list of companies that are offering free reading, free lessons, free things like that for your kids to do something during the weeks they're out of school. So you might not even have to do anything. Perhaps just being a curator of information is more than enough.
Okay, good point. Well, these are definitely interesting times, no doubt, for all of us personally and professionally. The opportunity to have to act quickly, so speed is really important during times like this, as you noted, Peter, because almost every hour on the hour, things are changing. And so just any final thoughts that you want to give to the audience here relative to getting through, you know, I'd like to think it could be 24 hours. Something tells me it might be a little bit longer than that until things kind of balance back out. But any final parting words of wisdom that you want to give to all the marketers and business owners on the line as we kind of embrace what is right now a really unique situation?
I had a client on September 12th, 2001, who told me, that's it. We're never going to be able to sell anything again. We're never going to do this. This changes everything. Well, you know what? Everything changes everything. And in a lot of ways, this is going to be deeper than 9/11, because 9/11, you know, we had the attacks and then we were scared, but every day that went past, we knew there weren't going to be more attacks. We don't know what this virus is going to do. But what I do know, the one thing I can 100% guarantee every company listening, every person listening, is that the human race has survived up until now. We have made drastic changes and adaptations, right? Things have happened that have caused us to do different things, right? The Black Plague wiped out 40% of Europe and it took 200 years to repopulate that. But you know what? We did it. And we know a lot more now than we ever did before. So we can't look at this like a snowstorm. It's not going to be a snow day for 2 days. This is going to be a season, right? And we could be looking at 2, 3, 4, 6, 10 months of questionable times, but we're going to get through it. The best advice I could give you is take every morning, wake up, take inventory of the fact that you're still alive, right? You have a roof over your head, you have a company, right? Reach out to your audience, ask them how you can help them. That will be remembered, not simply recalled, when this thing finally does subside.
Yeah, great advice. And I would just extend that even, you know, one point further with not only your customers, but again, your team, your organization, the people, you know, that are working for you who are equally as concerned and unsure of what the road ahead looks like. So, Peter, we did get a bunch of questions. I've been trying to sprinkle them in throughout the conversation, but if you don't mind, maybe before we wrap, sure, we'll go through a couple of these. So Jenny is asking, we started a Women's History Month campaign on social media, which is the month of March here, and we're highlighting different women at our firm each week. Should we suspend that campaign, or is it okay to continue on? We're not selling anything with it. We're highlighting our employees, our staff, but we don't want to appear like we're ignoring the current situation or being insensitive to what's happening in the world.
I would look at the women you're highlighting and find out, have any of them been involved in similar situations like this? Like, you know, I would look at women scientists, right, who have invented cures, who have come up with, you know, things that could tie in to what's going on right now.
Okay. Good point. Another one, with people likely restricted to stay home right now, which will only grow in potentially the coming days, digital and TV will likely be more visible. So Rolando is asking, should advertising address the situation, or will it appear like we're taking advantage of the situation? So basically, with the influx now of people on YouTube and streaming and TV and online in general, is it going to, if you are doing marketing and pushing content out there, is that going to appear as if you're being insensitive or in some way taking advantage?
If you have to ask, you probably are. So I would suggest that instead of creating ads and things like that, focus on creating content that people can benefit from. Focus on creating content that people find interesting, that people can use, that people find helpful, and, you know, tie it back to yourself, but without so much as, you know, without so much as selling, but more like, hey, we're smart. We know this stuff. We're happy to help you.
Yeah. So this next question, this is something that I knew would impact a lot of different organizations and businesses, just with kind of the timing and it being not the ideal timing for companies who've worked so hard to lead up to something and now are at a crossroads of what do we do. So this is coming from Betsy. We are a new nonprofit bakery that trains and employs adults with special needs. We're about to launch our website to launch the business, but now thinking we should hold off. With all of the attention to the current situation and noise, would people think saying, hey, check us out, we're new to the neighborhood, here's what we do and here's what we offer, is that wrong?
Perhaps a better way to do that is, hey, we're new to the neighborhood, here's how we'd like to help. We'll be offering free whatevers for kids who can't afford school, or, you know, who always get school lunches and now have nowhere to eat. Or we'll be offering free bagels for first responders. So, you know, figure out a way to bring yourself into the neighborhood without selling, but rather with offering help. The five greatest words in the English language are, how can I help you? And they're so underused.
Yeah. So great advice there. How can I help you? And especially, you know, in that particular instance, given what they're doing there, a bakery, you know, that's helping to employ special needs adults, you know, they are community driven. And so maybe kind of helping to express that beyond in times like this would be a great way to introduce yourself to the community. So we very much appreciate your time today, Peter. For those on the line, we tried to get through a lot of your questions and many of them were very similar. We would encourage you to continue to use social media, either addressing it to Peter directly, myself directly, or at More Visibility. And happy to try to, as Peter said, help those of you right now who are in uncertain times and unsure of what to do next, particularly in the coming, hopefully, weeks as things start to, I pray as things start to kind of shift in terms of not being as concerned and hopefully moving in a more positive direction. I know a lot of you will wonder, okay, well, is it time? You know, is it too soon? Is it the right time? And so we want to be able to provide all of that support to any of you who have questions. We hope everyone stays healthy, stays well, supports one another, especially for those in need. Peter mentioned a lot about children, absolutely, but there's also an entire elderly contingency that we want to make sure we take care of, and we can and will all get through this together. Peter, I thank you so much for joining us, as well as to all of you on the line, and I hope everyone makes it a great day.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Thank you, everyone.
You were just listening to Marketing in Uncertain Times, Gain Clarity and Be Resilient, hosted by Chief Operating Officer of More Visibility, Danielle Leach, and futurist and marketing leader, Peter Shankman. Hope you enjoyed all that information, a lot of great tips in there. Again, this is a situation we are dealing with right now on a day-to-day basis, but as your agency partner, as a trusted partner who's been doing digital for over 20 years, we're here to help. We're here to help answer these tough questions that you may not have answers to even internally, because let's be honest, most people have never experienced this, and from what we know, every single day can be different. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have a question. You can send us an email, info@morevisibility.com. Again, please check out our website. You can listen to more podcasts there, sign up for our newsletter, read our blogs, stay in the know, and be agile. And like Danielle said at the end of the webinar, we will get through this.